The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It's Friday morning. It is October 1st. October is Pink Ribbon Month. You're going to see a lot of pink ribbons this month. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Taking a Shot at Breast Cancer. I was talking to Emily Gowdy off the air about how this organization has grown over the years. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the big month for your organization.
It's a very big month for us.
Even though you're busy all year round, have other events throughout the year, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so you've got a couple of big events coming up.
We do. This Sunday is our sixth annual 5K run, 2 mile walk out on the Fort Gratiot Trail.
A great spot for that as well. And this is, again, as you're organization has grown. This event has grown too, hasn't it?
Yes. So we're kind of catching up from last year. We've got about 145 people registered right now. We're hoping to get some last minute people tomorrow, today, and then on Sunday morning you can register right on site.
How do people register ahead of time if they want to do that today?
They can go to our Facebook page, our website, takingashotatbreastcancer.org, and there's a link to run sign up.
All right, very good. You got another event coming up in a couple of weeks I want to talk about, but let's just talk about the organization as a whole. How did this all start? Because you've been doing this for a dozen years now.
Yes, 12 years. So it kind of all sparked when my childhood best friend's older sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was the same age as my older sister, and I just wanted to do more than go to the grocery store and buy a pen or a pencil or a t-shirt and not really know where the money was going. I wanted to try and help make an impact on our community locally here. And we have had unbelievable support over the last 12 years and have been able to donate over $20,000 to each hospital in St. Clair County, as well as about $2,500 to the Hunter Hospitality House to help breast cancer patients receiving treatment in St. Clair County, their costs being covered while they're staying at one of their homes.
I think that's so incredible because you're right. You can buy a pink ribbon. You can buy all kinds of things and a dollar will go to it. And yeah, that's all great, but you don't have that personal connection to it. When you give to the hospital that's in your town, you really feel like you're doing something special.
Yeah, it's been a very humbling. I remember the first phone call I got from one of the hospitals that said, hey, we were able to give a family some help with gift cards for gas and groceries. I probably cried for an hour. It was wonderful.
Well, because when somebody gets a diagnosis of breast cancer, there's so much that goes with it. It's not just the fear, but it's treatment. It's a lot of medical expenses and a lot of other costs that you don't even realize are there.
Yeah, especially if they're unable to work. They can't, they need help with gas. They need help with groceries. If they travel outside of the county, childcare could be an issue depending on what time their treatment is. So,
yeah.
Or how little their kids are, I should say.
So when you started this organization, one of the things that you were known for and still are known for is putting out a calendar.
Yeah.
Every year, you do that photo shoot in the summertime, right?
We do a human breast cancer ribbon in August, the first Sunday in August. We had it, we moved locations this year. We had it out in the, in the parking lot of the mall where the old Sports Dome was. It was a really great area. The Fort Gratiot Fire Department let me go up in their new ladder truck, which was really cool. And we got that taken care of. And then the calendars will be done by the end of the month.
I'm always fascinated by that. Has that gotten easier over the years to get everybody in their spot to form that human ribbon?
I mean, I think we've got it kind of down to a science. Steve, I'm up on top. Steve's down on the ground. Get on the phone with each other, and I'm like, oh, we'll move these people just this way, just a little bit.
It always looks great, but I've always wondered what goes into getting everybody right in the right spot.
Yeah, a few years we tried even putting like rope out or things like that. We just get everybody in line, and then I make my tweaks from up above.
it all ends up working. So Taking a Shot at Breast Cancer 5K this Sunday, and then in a couple of weeks you got another event coming up.
Yes, so we decided this year that we kick off the month with the 5K, and we're going to close it out with a pink tie gala. So it's just going to be dinner and dancing, cash bar. We're going to have a really great silent auction. We have some great items. Just a night out for people to, well, we're going to be fundraising still, but it'll be dinner and dancing, kind of, just come out, have a good time.
Boy, people are ready for something like that, too, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah. So that's going to be Friday night, October 22nd. How much are tickets? How do people get tickets?
Tickets are $65 per person, and they can also find tickets on our website and on Eventbrite if they search Pink Tie Gala.
All right, very good. And in the meantime, this Sunday, people can just show up, but they can also register ahead of time for the walk and run, right?
Correct.
All right. It's going to be a big month.
Yes. Lots we're excited.
How do people connect with you? You mentioned your website. You have a Facebook page as well?
Yep. So we're on Facebook, Taking a Shot at Breast Cancer. Our website, again, is takingashotatbreastcancer.com. And you can email me at egowdy@takingashot.org or just give me a call, 810-624-7253.
All right. Very good. Emily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much.